It's early morning in Imataca Forest Reserve in southeast Venezuela. The air is thick and humid with a hint of smoke from last night's fire. Cristiana Briseño is busy shredding cassava, a nutty flavoured starchy root vegetable native to Latin America and the Caribbean.
We press the cassava, then we let it sit until the next day.
She then grinds up the root into a flour.
And the next day, we go look for firewood and bring it to the budal, the iron plate. That's where we make the cassave.
Cassave, or cassava bread, is a flat, circular pancake.
On a good day, we make 20. Sometimes we make 15.
Also known as yuca, cassava is rich in energy and a dietary staple for the Cariña indigenous peoples. It's also drought-tolerant and easy to grow.
Women are the ones that take care of that.
Until recently, Cariña women were not included in any decision-making, explains Cecilia Rivas, the community leader known as Capitana General.
The leaders were men. They didn't allow women to be community leader.
So she set out to change that. In 2013, Cecilia became the first elected woman to lead her community, marking a big transformation. The Cariña had limited crops and an unstable source of income. Cecilia made it her priority to improve living conditions and to empower her indigenous sisters.
They elected me because I am a woman who likes to solve the problems of the indigenous communities.
Some 2,000 indigenous Cariña live in the Imataca Forest Reserve, sharing it with jaguars, tapirs, deer, howler monkeys and harpy eagles.
El bosque para ellos es su casa.
For the Cariña, the forest is their home. It is their land where they live and take refuge. It's where they don't feel scared.
They care for the forest and in return, they receive the resources they need to survive.
We live in it. We let plants grow and come back 10 years after. We live here without destroying our land.
But decades of logging and mining have degraded the forest and destroyed habitats, endangering dozens of species. In 2020, the Venezuelan government recognised Imataca Forest as the Cariña's territory, granting them 7,000 hectares to co-manage.
We as indigenous peoples want to preserve, take care of this forest. This is what we want.
Since 2016, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, the Global Environment Facility, GEF, and the Venezuelan government have supported the Cariña in protecting and restoring the forest. FAO forestry engineer Ibeth Cabello explains.
El tercer componente del proyecto tiene que ver con, digamos, la recuperación de áreas degradadas.
The project is about the recovery of the degraded areas and everything that has to do with agroforestry and strengthening the plantations, agroforestry and analog forestry, which are three of the elements that are linked to the recovery of the area.
Critical in the fight against climate change, which is why the project also supports the guardians of the forest.
Que todo este plan forestal operativo también conduzca.
This forestry plan is also about improving the living conditions, the livelihoods of the communities. That's why we are so committed to transmitting, transforming, bringing all this knowledge to them so they can be empowered with all this information and can implement and execute it themselves.
After lunch, the Cariña are back at work, preparing the soil to seed their plots.
Mainly what we harvest is cassava and sweet potato. We depend on them.
Through the FAO GEF project, the Carinha have cultivated hundreds of nurseries known locally as conucos.
We are now introducing new crops like soursop, guanabano in Spanish, guava, guayabe in Spanish, and cashews, merey.
They also grow plants and trees for restoration, and FAO provides them with the tools and training.
Because we cultivate differently. How to cultivate? That's what they are teaching our young people and our indigenous sisters.
These nurseries not only provide a sustainable source of nutrition, they also offer a stable income for the future, says FAO's Ibeth Cabello.
Diversificar esos conucos que fortalecerán su dieta.
Diversifying the crops will strengthen their diet, help improve their quality and living conditions, and also allow them to have elements to diversify their products that can go on the market.
Products that are all managed through their women-led company, Tukupu. With no phone coverage, internet or television, communication in the vast Imataka forest is limited. But thanks to radio, Cecilia can stay in touch with the Carinha people.
Sifonteña 104.5, la emisora de la cordialidad.
Every week, she broadcasts a radio program called La Voz Carinha, hosted by her and other community members.
Bienvenido a La Voz Carinha. Erometa toco Carinha e Urango. De este proyecto dijimos, bueno, vamos a hacer a nuestra manera, pues.
With this project, we said, well, let's do it our way.
And that's just what the Carinha did. It's thanks to their way that the forests of Imataka will be conserved for generations to come.